We kind of gotten used to being among the best in a lot of things. But when it comes to transportation, Hillsborough County is last for commuters, dead last.
After Tampa Bay Partnership President Stuart Rogel screened his organization's new ad promoting a transit tax in Hillsborough, County Commission Chair and Tabarta Board Member Ken Hagan asked him the question that's been on many people's minds.
Recently, there's been a lot of talk about adding the next connection to or through the airport.
Mm-hmm.
Can you educate us or give us an update on that? On that study, if that's being included.
Rogel said yes, but he couldn't say when.
The system will connect to the airport, and that's because of the regional transportation plan, the TBARTA plan. We can point to it and say ultimately it will. We don't know, as we sit here as a member of the campaign, as to when the timing and phasing of that will be. We will know that as we learn that from HART, and HART continues to do its alternatives analysis and do its work. But we know that in order to have a truly effective system, that ultimately we do need to connect to the airport.
Ray Chiaramonte, executive director of the Hillsborough County Metropolitan Planning Organization, said the airport is already conducive to rail.
One of the things that I was not even aware of until a couple weeks ago is before Lou Miller left the airport, he actually evidently went ahead with far more engineering than he even had before done. So the airport's almost just like a plug-in. So I think there would be a good argument with the Federal Transit Authority that it would make sense to put on that last mile and a half from where we're talking about stopping it now in the West Shore area and just go to the first terminal. There was some concern at one time that you couldn't do it without the second terminal being built, but that's not really the case. That's not a problem.
But, he said, it has to be light rail.
Commuter rail was studied to go on the airport, and that wouldn't even fit. And if commuter rail doesn't fit, it would be very unlikely that high-speed rail could possibly fit. The connection needs to be light rail from the airport to an intermodal station downtown.
Critics of the Hillsborough Area Regional Transit Authority's light rail plan say connecting to the airport is crucial. The first two lines are currently designed to run from USF's main campus to downtown Tampa and from downtown to West Shore and perhaps to the airport. The HART Board will vote on whether to bring light rail to Tampa International on July 17th. HART spokesperson Deb Tamargo said the authority is also thinking about extending the first proposed line northward.
They have added the new Tampa segment. Probably about a month ago or so, we added that segment to the study, so that will be included, and that's in the location of the Cross Creek I-75, so to alleviate the traffic jam in that area.
While Hillsborough's transit tax referendum is the missing piece that would get the ball rolling on rail in the county, other Tampa Bay area counties are getting on board with transit. Pinellas has assembled a transit task force, and Pasco is now looking at easing congestion along its major thoroughfares without widening its highways. Today, Mike Coleman, director of transportation development for consulting firm RS&H, told the board that Pasco County wants to make a couple of key corridors more transit-friendly.
Pasco County has taken the step to revise our land use to much more transit-oriented development. Part of our purpose in this is to study transit in different modes and options in the State Road 54 corridor that historically has been purely traffic lanes. They decided that they're going to constrain their traffic lanes to 6 lanes. Their future expectations are that they would need 20 lanes of traffic to serve need. They're not going to build more than 6, so anything above the 6 lane need is going to be transit, bus, toll lanes, or some combination of those.
But Coleman said the county is in a bit of a holding pattern at the moment, and that a referendum asking voters if they want to fund a transit overhaul is still somewhat far off.
They're starting to have the discussions, but no timeline has been set yet. I think they're waiting to see how Hillsborough County goes as the first one, and they'll know that in November.
Coleman added that the next step is figuring out what combination of road improvements, rail, and bus would work best there.
You know, the first thing to do is figure out what you're going to compare to be against each other and how the alternatives mix and match. And we've done that. The next step is to compare those from traffic standpoint, toll feasibility standpoint, and whether you can build them and how much it would cost.
The Tabarta Board also heard the latest on the high-speed rail project announced during President Obama's visit last January. Department of Transportation District 7 Secretary Don Skelton.
We are moving forward. You've probably seen some of the crews out in the I-4 median doing the geotechnical work and explorations. Moving forward with some procurement and putting some requests for proposals together to do what we call the safety works aspect. That's going to be the things like clearing the median, putting the barrier walls in, everything but track and cars and electrification. So we're out there making progress on it.
Officials expect that project, which would initially connect Tampa to Orlando, to be complete in 2015. From Tampa, for WMNF News, I'm Kate Bradshaw.